It's Tuesday, 30 and week, ordinary time 2. The first reading from the letter to the Ephesians, chapter 5, verses 21 to 33. Brothers and sisters, be subordinate to one another out of reverence for Christ. Wives should be subordinate to their husbands as to the law. For the husband is head of his wife, just as Christ is head of the church, he himself the savior of the body. As the church is subordinate to Christ, so wives should be subordinate to their husbands in everything. Husband, love your wife even as Christ loved the church and handed himself over for her to sanctify her, cleansing her by the bath of water with the word, that he might present to himself the church in splendor, without spot or wrinkle or any such thing, that she might be holy and without blemish. So also husbands should love their wife as their own bodies. He who loves his wife loves himself, for no one hates his own flesh, but rather nourishes and cherishes it, even as Christ does the church, because we are members of his body. For this reason, a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. This is a great mystery, but I speak in reference to Christ and the church. In any case, each one of you should love his wife as himself, and the wife should respect her husband. The Gospel according to Luke, chapter 13, verses 18 to 21. Jesus said, "What is the kingdom of God like? To what I can compare it? It is like a mustard seed that a man took and planted in the garden. When it was fully grown, it became a large bush, and the birds of the sky dwelt in its branches." Again he said, "To what shall I compare the kingdom of God? It is like seed that a woman took and mixed in with 3 measures of wheat flour until the whole batch of doubt were leavened." Sharing of the reading. First, the theme. Using God's gifts to enlarge his kingdom. A gift can be a two-edged knife. It can help to cut through many things. Similarly, a gift can benefit or hurt the owner. He can use it to benefit or to destroy himself and others. The owner must know its potential and use it properly to have good results. Today's readings give us many examples of how to use God's gifts to benefit ourselves and others. In the first reading, St. Paul mentioned 2 related gifts which God gave to people. First, Christ and the church. And secondly, love for couples. He viewed the image of a head and its body to talk about the necessary relationship between Christ and the church. As a body is unable to live without its head, the church is not able to remain without Christ. He also used this image to talk about the relationship between husband and wife. They are not able to be survived without the other. In the Gospel, Jesus used the true image of the mustard seed and the yeast to talk about the role of Jesus' disciples in extending the kingdom of heaven to all people. Though it started with a small rope, but it had potential to grow big and to reach to all people. Second analysis, first reading. Christ is the priceless gift God gave to the church. First point. God gave couples the priceless gift of love. God created both male and female. He equipped each with different gifts. There are gifts which only exist in male and not in female. The reverse is also true. If the couple know how to use all of their gifts, they shall bring out results that exceed their expectations. For these gifts to develop greatly and to benefit the couple, their family and others. St. Paul emphasized two virtues which should not be lacking in them. First, obedience. Paul said, "Be subordinate to one another out of reverence for Christ. Wives should be subordinate to their husband as to the Lord. For the husband is head of his wife, just as Christ is head of the church, he himself the Savior of the body. As the church is subordinate to Christ, so wives should be subordinate to their husbands in everything." Second, love. Husband, love your wife even as Christ loved the church and handed himself over for her to sanctify her, cleansing her by the bath of water with the word, that he might present to himself the church in splendor, without spot or wrinkle or any such thing, that she might be holy and without blemish. So also, husbands should love their wife as their own bodies. He who loves his wife loves himself, for no one hates his own flesh, but rather nourishes and cherishes it, even as Christ does the church, because we are members of his body. These two virtues should not be absent in a happy family. Even if lack of one, a family shall not be happy. How can a wife obey a husband who does not love his wife? For example, getting drunken often, or using all their family savings in casinos. Similarly, how can a husband love a wife who is constantly arguing and contending or shopping instead of saving for her family? To have a happy family, they must practice this verse from St. Paul. In any case, each one of you should love his wife as himself, and the wife should respect her husband. Second point, God give the church a priceless gift, Jesus Christ. Saint Paul compared the close relationship between Christ and the church as the spousal relationship and a deep mystery. In this relationship, Christ is the husband and the church is his wife. The above two virtues are also critical for the relationship. First, obedience. The church must always obey Christ. And out of the reverence for Christ, the church members must obey one another. He is the head, and the church is his body. All the faithful are the church members, his body. Second, love. The reason why the church should love Christ above all, because he loved and sacrificed himself for the church. He purified and sanctified the church by water and ever-living words so that he had a church who is in splendor without spot or wrinkle or any such thing, that she might be holy and without blemish. The church must obey Christ because he is the only way leading all people to God. Moreover, he showed his immense love for the church by his incarnation, teaching, passion, and death to redeem all people's sin. Second, the gospel. God gave human beings the potential to enlarge the kingdom of God. Third point, it is like Jesus gave his audience true images about the potential of the kingdom of God. First image, it is like a grain of mustard seed which a man took and sowed in his garden. A grain of mustard seed in Palestine is not a seed for vegetables, but can become a big tree. Several details we must pay attention to. First, a grain of mustard seed, though tiny, but God gave it potential to become a big tree. Same thing happened to the kingdom of God. Beginning with the 12 Jewish men, had now become a religion which had about 1/5 of the world population and is still enlarging to the end of the earth. Second, a grain of mustard seed must be decayed before it can germinate and become a big tree. If not, it remains lonely as a seed. Same thing happened to the kingdom of God. In order for the kingdom of God to be enlarged, the church needs people who are ready to sacrifice and to accept sufferings by proclaiming the good news to all people and nations. 3. When it becomes a tree, the birds of the air can come and make their nests. God gave people a potential to bear fruit for him, not to keep for themselves. Like the mustard tree gives space for the bird of the air, people must use God's gifts and grace to protect the weak, not only to protect themselves. if everybody only selfishly take care of oneself, how can the kingdom of God be enlarged? Second point. Is it like leaven with a woman tov and hid in three measures of flour? Leaven is the old flour which was kept for making bread. Its main purpose is to raise up flour. Two things we need to pay attention to. Though leaven is small, but have potential to raise up three measures of flour. A Hebrew satan is about a peck and a half, and a peck equals 8 quarts. So it is about 12 quarts. Three measures of flour equal to 42 quarts, a big measure of flour. Like the rain of mustard seed, God gives leaven a potential to raise up many measures of flour. Same thing happens to those who have a duty to enlarge God's kingdom. They can help many to enter God's kingdom. Second, reason must fulfill their duty to rouse up people by their preaching and witnessing, so that when people hear the good news and see their good work, they will believe in God. One becomes leaven to other, and other continue to do so. By doing as such, the kingdom of God is enlarging. Application in life. First, we must recognize God's gifts and its potential to help us to achieve what He wants from us. Then, we need to know how to develop the gifts to give the maximum results. Lastly, we must use them to benefit ourselves and to help God's kingdom to be wider every day. Amen.